This week in West Virginia history, on September 14, 1862, General Jesse Lee Reno was killed during the Battle of South Mountain in Maryland. The Wheeling native was the highest-ranking Union general from present-day West Virginia to be killed during the Civil War. Reno graduated in the same West Point class that included George McClellan and another cadet from Western Virginia, Thomas Stonewall Jackson. During the Mexican War, Reno served in a howitzer battery and was wounded at the Battle of Chapultepec. 3 months before the start of the Civil War, he was commanding a federal arsenal in Alabama when it was seized by pro-Confederate state forces. In late 1861, he was called east to command a brigade, which he led during Ambrose Burnside's expedition through coastal North Carolina. Promoted to brevet major general, Reno's division took part in the Union debacle at Second Manassas and temporarily commanded Burnside's Ninth Corps. Jesse Lee Reno was mortally wounded during the struggle for South Mountain, trying to repel Robert E. Lee's invasion of Maryland. 3 days later, members of the Ninth Corps charged into battle at Antietam with the cry of, "Remember Reno." For more information on Jesse Lee Reno, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.